Back to the monthly holistic actions Q&A webinars, where this earlier this fall you've got myself, Jeff Feynman, and Dr. Christine Chambrew, and we are going to walk with you down the path to pet wellness that's paved with balance, love, harmony, and all the physical stuff that we're going to help you all resolve today, because you know we're always there for you. But Dr. Christina, why don't you say what you're about to say?
Please, and you're already doing this, which is great. Definitely post it immediately, and not 2 minutes before we're ready to close the meeting. That happens sometimes, and I feel sorry for somebody I don't get to. And then I'm going to make a few statements that you'll hear us say over and over again. But the most important is how we are with our animals, for sure. But next to that is to really, if you're a member of Holistic Actions or not, if please take the 101 class if you've not done it, because it'll help you put symptoms into context. Our goal is to have happy animals that live a long, healthy life. And the best way to do that is to find ways to rebalance their energy field so they can have maximum vitality, so their mitochondria can function as well as possible in all the parts. And that's true for us as people as well. And there is no one right answer. But the goal is, rather than focus on what can I do to get rid of a symptom, the question is, what can I do to rebalance the vital force, the energy field, so that the body naturally resolves the symptom and doesn't have to make any symptoms that are worse, because that's often what happens, is either the symptoms keep coming back or more severe symptoms appear. So Karen in the chat, I don't recommend giving any drugs for itchiness. So, setting a context of symptoms is important. Which would you rather have? A skin problem or liver disease? A skin problem or diarrhea? So, when the energy field is healthy enough to put the problem on the outside, there are a lot of things you can do that can help soothe it. But it's a continuing clue that you have not yet rebalanced it. A dog came to me who'd been itching for 3 years, and I carefully took the case. I prescribed the best remedy I could, and a week later they called back, and or 2 weeks later for the follow-up appointment, and they said, "You're a miracle worker, Dr. Chambrew. The itching went away in 30 minutes."
Wow.
Oops. Not good. That's what happens when you suppress, when you give a steroid that the animal is sensitive enough to, that it stops all the symptoms. So I then had to retake the case because the dog also got irritable and was bothering the children. So I had to retake the case. The behavior cleared up, but it took a week or two or three for the itching to start to decrease, and another couple of months for this 3 years worth of itching to be permanently resolved. When you do, itching is, there can be many causes for itching, but it's usually not parasitic, but it's coming from the internal. So, Karen, you want, it looks like Jeff wants to say something. Karen, you
I
want to,
do actually.
okay, go ahead. But
Yeah, I
you can
took.
unmute yourself, Karen, if you'd like.
Yeah,
Hey, I
please.
just did. Thank you. Go ahead, Dr. Jeff.
I don't want to hear what Karen had to say.
Hi. Hey,
What?
he never used to have any itching problems until the start of January when he was put on an antibiotic for a month and a half due to Lyme's. And so I think he's got some gut imbalance, even though I'm treating him for that.
How are you treating him for that?
I'm giving him a bunch of different probiotics that are supposed to be helping with that, and prebiotics, and also CBD oil. and some essential oils to reduce inflammation. I've also tried some homeopathics for itching, but that just doesn't seem to touch it.
So that's a lot of stuff to be giving, first off. And it's very important when you're trying supplements or trying specific things for specific problems, when you remember that you want to be rebalancing the energy field, you would want to do one probiotic at a time, not two or three different probiotics at a time, for instance. And you might want to try just probiotics for a while and then try CBD for a while. Homeopathic medicines, while they can help in an acute itching type situation, like a bee sting, little allergy reaction, they need to be very carefully prescribed. For anyone interested in starting with homeopathy, if you're a Holistic Actions member, we have whole 6 days worth of courses on it that you can take, where we taught them live in Connecticut and we live streamed it. We also have a whole forum section on homeopathy, and we recommend Don Hamilton's book, Homeopathic Care of Cats and Dogs, Wendy Jensen's book, Practical Handbook of Veterinary Homeopathy, and Edward DeBuechler's book, Homeopathy, What to Expect, because it has 101 cured cases in it, in sheep, goats, horses, cats, dogs, chickens. It's really fun. And any of you who have learned homeopathy, that book is fun because you can test yourself and see if you come up with the same remedy or if you can understand why that remedy was curative. So, Karen, my suggestion would be that you begin to work now with either a homeopathic veterinarian, which you can do virtually, or a really good Chinese medicine veterinarian to help.
Yeah,
You're sort of shooting at the, shooting there rather than going with
his
benzazole.
vet is trained in Western and Chinese medicine, so she has him on a special diet based on his constitution and also some Chinese herbs, and that
But
seems to
it's
help.
not helping, or is it helping?
It is helping, but he's developed this gagging coughing sensation along with it that we still can't address just yet.
Okay. One thing is you might want to be careful again about doing too many other things at the same time you're working with her protocol. If you take the 101 course, pay attention to the result, how we tell if we're getting deep healing or not, cure, palliation, and suppression. And we'll talk more about that later. And if you find after another couple of months that you're getting no improvement and more symptoms appearing, you might want to switch to homeopathy at that point.
Jeff, would Jeff be the best one to talk with, or you? In terms of the homeopathy.
So I do not have, I am not practicing as a homeopathic vet anymore. I do pet health coaching, and anyone can contact me for that. And if you're a member of Holistic Actions, you can become a patient of Dr. Jeff.
All right. Thank you. I'll
So
do that.
definitely go in the forum and do a search on response to healing, response to treatment, evaluating response, and put that search in both the resources library and in the forum and really read about that. That may help.
Okay, thank you.
You're
Jeff, did you want to
welcome.
say something?
Yeah, I had a lot to say, but I do have a lot of
I probably
questions.
already
And
said
yeah, you said most of
it.
it, and I'm not going to remind all that. But from a different direction, Karen, yes, the Fenmensal panicure is safe to use, can't hurt. It might help. And that's it. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, thank you both.
And that's one of the wonderful things about Holistic Actions for everybody is there is no one right answer. And we often have differing opinions, and with the veterinarians as well as with the people who are members. So it's really wonderful because you get to hear different things and go, oh, okay, I could
Well,
do it
thank
or
you.
not do
I respect both of you very much, and appreciate your help.
it. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Emily, you're next.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Shimbro. Hi, Dr. Jeff.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah,
Good job.
so I've been having a very stressful problem with my dog, Wiley. This is Wiley. And I already talked to Dr. Jeff about this with just like a 15-minute follow-up, but there are some new developments and I'm still really struggling with this. I've been finding and removing a lot of tiny ticks on Wiley since September 1st. There's like been hundreds of tiny ticks. I have to wear high magnification glasses just to see them. And I find a lot more if I get him wet. Also, there are tiny specks on his skin that I'm not able to remove most of them. That may be eggs. I was able to remove some with just like scrubbing with soapy water and a washcloth, but they're kind of embedded. I had the ticks tested. They were Asian longhorn ticks. All five that they tested were in the larval stage, tested negative for all pathogens. They said this type of tick doesn't usually carry Lyme, but they carry, I think it was Rocky Mountain fever. I've tried various natural shampoos and sprays to kill the ticks, but still finding a lot of ticks. I've been doing energy work and homeopathy. Our vet and it's just like I'm still finding a lot of ticks. And our vet recommended a Seresto collar, and I put one on Wiley. At first, I thought he was okay, but and I checked him in a couple days, and it seemed like all the ticks were dead. I did find like some ticks, and they were dead. But then, like he's been shaking. It's like a fast vibration, and that was happening a lot. It's not a new thing because like that's happened occasionally since we've had him for like the past 11, 12 years. But it was happening a lot more often, like so much that I was concerned. He seemed kind of lethargic. He went
So,
to
did you take the collar off then?
I took the collar off after about 4 days. I thought all the ticks were
And
dead,
did
but
that help?
I thought all the ticks were dead by then. I think he was better, but then I checked him in a couple days later and I found like several ticks that were walking around and definitely not dead.
Right, but in terms of all of the symptoms that the Seresto caused, has he recovered completely from those?
Well, so his symptoms are intermittent. And like even like that shaking, the vibration, like that was something that would happen occasionally, not so much lately, but it was happening a lot
Okay.
since the collar. Also,
Well.
I noticed his back is rounded now. Like even when he's walking, his back is kind
So,
of rounded.
boy, this is,
And
you've got multiple symptoms happening now. And the thing about the ticks is really a challenge. Absolutely. I mean, so I'm wondering, gosh, do you have ticks in the house? Where are you taking him for
oh
walks?
my God. Yeah, so I'm like so careful. I'm like washing our sheets and clothes and like all like floor mats. His
Right.
I took his beds, like his beds, I just like washed and dried
Okay, I got it.
them.
We don't have
I'm
time to
doing
go in
like
all we don't have time to go
I'm
in all
doing
the
like
details.
just
Okay.
cleaning everything, being careful not to pick them up.
Emil, we don't have we don't have time for all the details of how you're cleaning your house. I got it.
So I'm super
So you're
careful.
doing your best in the house. Now, where are you to are you going for walks where the ticks are? Or are you going on, I mean, I don't know. I might go out at this point and just go on concrete for, or that's really amazing.
I have started just
That
like
is amazing.
we have a park across the street. The grass has been totally dry and it's cut really short, and I thought there's no way there could be ticks in this
But
grass.
there are.
I keep him away from, tall grass, tall weeds, like,
Right.
I mean, I do a ton of research. I'm like, I think I'm doing all the things. And right
Okay.
now, I put the collar back on because there were still ticks and I didn't know what to do.
Right.
And so intermittently, he's doing like the shaking. Otherwise,
So,
it seems okay. His beam seems okay. So I
but
don't know.
you've got some unusual things going on.
Also,
I mean,
he's been eating dirt from flower pots in our back porch. And when I took the any like plant pot that
so
he
all,
reached, he started taking the
so those are, that's
hard
one of
rock.
the, that's one of the early warning signs that the energy field is off balance. So he's developing more and more symptoms. And so that means that you do need to be working at this point to help him. I'm not sure I have an answer for the ticks because that's really challenging when we run into that. But Seresto is making him more ill, so that's not the answer.
Is Seresto like, do you think generally is that like a is that generally an okay solution? Because sometimes he seems like he's okay, but I'm just not sure.
Because of all of the symptoms and the fact that he's now eating dirt,
He
I
was
would.
no, he was eating dirt before the Seresto column, but
Okay,
after.
but still, he's got these early warning signs. He has an energy imbalance.
But he's not eating dirt outside. He was only eating dirt from
Doesn't matter.
like
Doesn't
on the
matter.
back porch.
It's okay. So here's the thing. You need to be working not just a 15-minute quick call with Dr. Jeff, but you need to be working with either a homeopathic veterinarian like Dr. Jeff, scheduling an appointment through his website, homevet.com, or or another
We've been
homeopathic
working with a
veterinarian.
homeopathic vet, and this is where we're
Who are you working
at.
with?
Judy Herman.
Oh, you've been working with Judith Herman. Well, it may be time to switch to another homeopathic vet. She's an expert on ticks. She lectured to us on ticks.
Well, I
What
mean,
does she say about the ticks?
she said to put on the Seresto collar, and now she's saying, like, maybe take it off occasionally, but keep it on. And I'm just not sure what to do. And I did lead them like two rounds
Because that was what she
of
told you to do.
for ticks.
She
Yeah,
told you to do that.
he told me to do that. I
Okay.
did a round
So
of.
here's the thing. We can't, I have now 10 people that need an answer. So I can't spend another 10 minutes going over all the details. Number one, you're working with a homeopathic vet. That's great. Number two, make sure you're keeping, make a list of everything you've been doing and each new symptom that's appeared or reoccurred. And maybe sit down and go over the whole thing again with Dr. Herman and see.
Done all that. Done all that.
Okay, well
Like
then,
my notes are very detailed.
great. Okay, but you may need to say to her, "Hey, this doesn't seem to be working. What do we need to be doing next?" And or like I said, you may need either to work with a Chinese medicine vet or to work with another homeopath. Dr. Jeff, any quick additions?
Yep, the only thing I'd add is actually something that probably Dr. Judy already talked about, which is the insect shield.
Insect shield.
Clothing that Wiley would wear that is impregnated with things like in the Seresto, but you just put it on, take it off, put it on, take it off, which you really can't do with the Seresto. It has to go all over his body from his neck. So that, and just check out the insect shield. They've got it for people and for pets. And why don't you move on, Dr. Christine? I'm sorry, Emily.
Thank you.
You're a member, so start a forum thread.
Yeah, that was what I was going to
We
say.
can
Start a
talk,
forum.
every day
Okay.
with any question.
Thank you.
Sorry.
The next
Thank
one
you. Thank
is
you.
we're going to go, we're going to alternate back and forth. So Jan Dunn says that her cat, 18-year-old, is stiff in the rear and has developed some spiky looking fur. Absolutely, those two could be connected. I'd be looking at working with a chiropractor, an osteopath, somebody who does rehab work. You could even do some at-home exercises. With acupressure, and we've had a couple of speakers on that. With Lori McCauley has some wonderful YouTubes on different things you can do for mobility issues, and we've had a couple of speakers on mobility, massage, and so. Do you want to unmute yourself, Mary?
Mean Jan, Jan.
Okay. Oops. Did I say Mary? Yeah. Oh, no. I'm sorry, Jan. Whoops. Sorry, Jan. Do you want to unmute yourself, Jan?
Oh, You can.
Okay, we'll move on. Valerie, go ahead.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Nice to see you
Hi.
again. So I posted my question and I raised my hand, so ignore my written question. So I have an 11-year-old female cat, and following your recommendations, I think 5 years ago I switched to a raw diet. So she's eating chicken only, like chicken heart, chicken breast, and chicken neck that I freeze and then I defrost. And so it stays a little bit like in her bowl because she doesn't eat everything at once. So it stays like a couple of hours at room temperature at some point. And she seems to be doing fine, except her stools are loose. Like she's, I think, very liquid. Like they are not, we cannot find them in the litter. Is that normal? That was my question.
How do you, so number one is it's a good idea to vary the proteins and all of the food that you're feeding, not to just do, think about yourself and think about what they eat in the wild.
I agree. It just is picky. If I do beef, she doesn't like beef, and fish, it may be hit or miss, but most of the time she doesn't like. The only thing she will tolerate, and I have to be very persuasive, is like if it's cooked in a can, like if I buy from the store a good
Right.
brand, like Tiki Cat or something like that, a salmon or another every variety,
So
she
it's
has a preference.
sort of like having a young a toddler that doesn't want to eat new foods. You may want to explore different things like cheeses, spices, supplements that have like dream treats that you can crush to a powder and mix with them, or if she likes just keep experimenting. And then about the stool, has she always had the loose stools, or is that something new?
It's something that came like over the years. We thought she had two hearts before, and then you told me two chicken hearts may make her stool like too liquid, right? So I kept only one. She used to have one in the morning, one in the evening. So we said maybe two is too much for her size, right? So I reduced to one, but even with one, it came back. So I'm not too sure.
Are you doing
It
any
doesn't
pro?
seem to bother her. It doesn't bother us because it's not that she's like messing the house or anything. Like she goes to her litter properly and everything, like 95% of the time. But I'm just wondering if it's something normal or not. And I didn't talk to our vet about that because he doesn't support a raw diet. So he would just tell me change the
Yeah,
food and then it's going
right.
to get better,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely. But do you have a, you have to create your holistic healthcare team. And it may be that you want to have Sue Howell, who's been one of our speakers and faculty on your holistic healthcare team. And
Okay.
she does remote virtual muscle testing on diets. And she's very familiar with the standard process supplements. So you might want to do that. You might want to work with a homeopath and see if you can virtually and see if you can rebalance her energy field so she's not as picky. That's one of the other signs that you're not quite as healthy. So that's a couple of things to try so you can get her
Okay.
on a little
Good
more
advice. Yeah,
wider variety.
also very tense. Like she's 11 years old. She likes us. She knows it's home. But any noise, we just put her in high alert, and she will run away. Right? She's a rescue, and she's been like that since we got her when she was like 6 months old, and it didn't really improve a lot. Like she's
Well,
very wary of strangers. Like the doorbell
and
just makes her cry.
She may be that way forever, but also if you listen to all of the speakers we've had on behavior and the cat speakers and post in the forum, Dr. Jean may have some suggestions on that. And I would suggest playing around with flower essences and because they're ones for anxiety, noises, feral cats, that sort of thing, and do one at a time. So that would be at jacksongalaxy.com. And that's for anybody. Those are wonderful. Dr. Jean is the one that formulated those originally. So I would that's a few next steps.
Okay,
Maybe
I'll probably register and look into that.
some of the calming music. That might be the next one.
Thank
Okay,
you.
Mary, you're welcome. Mary from the chat is next with, if you want to unmute yourself, Mary,
Yeah,
17. Oh,
I actually already answered
you have.
Mary with
Okay,
the
good.
respiratory tonic.
Okay,
In the
great.
chat, yeah.
And a Zoom user with has licking issues on the skin. So back to basically the conversation that we had about skin at the very beginning. Hopefully you were there for that, because that covers everything we talked about. The anal itching is caused by the imbalance in the vital force, more than likely. And things you can, you're doing a raw diet, you may want to play around with trying a different diet. If you're a Holistic Actions member, you can post in the forum and what you're feeding, and but you may want to play around with that. You might want to do some probiotics. And the other thing is, when did the, it's like sort of she had allergies in the past, but has healed from those. So what changed when she started waking you up? That's always a real good key. Could it be anxiety if the skin it doesn't show any damage? Has something changed in your routine? Is there something new in the house? New furniture, new painting, new rugs, things like that. Those would be another thing to check about, to check in on. And we definitely have a number of resources with soothing things you can do for the skin. But that would be first things I'd be looking at. Dr. Jeff, anything else?
Oh, sorry, I didn't know I was unmuted. Nope, that was pretty complete. So
Okay.
let's just come
So, Bonnie, you said you are a member of the Pet Homeopathic Group, the
it's
Holistic
the holistic.
Actions, you mean? Oh, okay, good. So the journal, if you just go in and put in, do you have a dog or a cat? You
A
have a
dog.
dog, right?
Oh, I
Just
have
put in
both.
dog journal
Okay.
and it'll download for you.
Oh, okay. Is
Yep,
there
easy.
a cat journal as
There
well?
is.
Okay, because I have a 19-year-old cat, so okay.
Oh, wonderful.
So,
Good for you.
yeah.
Remember that Gail Pope was fostering cats that came to her at 18 and 19, and some of
Wow.
them lived to be 34.
Oh my God, I've never heard of such a thing.
And then just to show
Stop.
you all that there's no one right answer,
Yeah.
there's a cat in Austin who lived to be 38, and his housemate was 34, and
Oh
they were
my
being
God.
fed dry food. So
Whoa,
there's
that's
no
crazy.
one right answer. There's always outliers on both directions. Not that we recommend. He was
Right.
also giving turkey bacon and something else and a dropper full of red wine and a dropper full of
Oh, that's
coffee.
funny. Oh my God. I know I'll get, as I read the whole, the group messages, I'll get more info. But I have a son who loves his dog and he buys farmer's dog, which is really expensive. And my son can't afford that, but that's kind of how he thinks. He hears that's the best one. And I just need to help him to figure out something less expensive, but
Well, make
healthy
it,
enough. And
well, just what does he eat? Is he a vegetarian or a vegan?
no.
Good. What does he eat? Whatever
Yeah.
he
Oh,
eats, the dog can eat.
yeah. I know, and we do know that they can have chicken. The salmon is good for them, and vegetables and rice, and
Yeah, you want to, I would stay away from carbs in general. Some
yeah,
is
right,
fine, but not as a main part. And puree the vegetables. And that
yeah.
way he'll save a ton of money. Is it a big dog?
No, a little
Okay.
Jack Russell,
Well,
yeah.
he should be able to spend much,
Yeah.
much less money than on a
Okay.
commercial raw.
And then my other two questions, and this will apply to everyone, but I've never had pet insurance before.
I recommend it highly. And
Yes, and I was going to ask about
we
that.
can't recommend a specific one because
Right, they
they
won't allow you
change.
to. Yeah.
No, it's
Okay.
not that we would. We could care less
Okay.
about that. It's just
Okay.
they change all the time. So
Okay.
you have to go in and compare. Do we have
Okay.
that link? We had a wonderful speaker.
Oh, well, I'll look for it. My expert in the chat answer say yes, she wants the insurance, and there was something else I think was about heartworm in Arizona. That was an it depends answer.
Yeah.
So yeah, let me
Do people do that? I mean, it's such a, you'd feel so guilty if your pet got it, but
Well, they can be treated, number one. You need to find out what your local incidence is, where you
yeah.
are.
Okay.
And then you can get with no prescription, we have a link to get a heartworm preventative that's just ivermectin and
Okay.
doesn't have all the other junk in it. And you only
Okay.
have to give it infrequently and only when the mosquitoes are around.
Okay, and I can get that link from the group, or will
Yeah,
you
post
post
it
that
in the
here?
forum,
Okay, thank you.
or Dr. Jeff will come up with it while we're talking,
Okay, it'd be good if
or I
people
will if
aren't
you are talking.
in the group to get the link too. So that, thank you. Yeah, those are my
Yes.
questions. Thank you.
Great, you're welcome. Sabina, you're next.
I'm a communicator and healer, and I've been working for maybe 2 years with a rescue dog. And he was always very a lot of energy, and now it's been a while that he is always without with always very exhausted. Even if he doesn't go out, he don't want to go out anymore. He is always like breathing, and they
Sound
don't
and
understand why.
have you been to a veterinarian to have that checked out? That sounds like
Yes.
something that should be checked. And what did they say?
They checked all the organs and didn't find anything. The only thing what they found is a thyroid problem. And now he is under medication for 6 months already for the thyroid problem. But it didn't change anything. And he's all the time very scared. He has always been very sensitive. But now I feel that he is even scared of himself because he has not the energy anymore he had before. So it's really is flat down. I was wondering if you
And
have any recommendations that I
well,
could.
there are a lot of different things. You live where, Sabina?
Switzerland.
In Switzerland. Okay. So there are some excellent, excellent homeopathic veterinarians in Switzerland. And some of them will work by phone. If you go to the article at Holistic Actions, holisticactions.com/select,
Okay.
and the links are all there. So the It's the International Veterinary Homeopathy Group Association, and the link is there, or Dr. Jeff will pop it in the chat here. And then you go in there and look for the veterinarians that are in Switzerland, call each one if they're not close enough to you, see who can work with you by phone. That would definitely be one. Another would be to work with an animal communicator or an animal intuitive and see what they're picking up energetically that's going on. And maybe learn some energetic healing yourself. So that's another venue to do at the same time.
Yeah, I do that for, I've been doing that for 2 years now with this dog. I'm an animal communicator professional, and I do that. But
Oh.
the dog, he would like to go out, but he is now scared of the other dogs even more than before. He has always been a bit scared, but
Okay.
now he seems to feel like for the smallest thing, he gets like, oh, I cannot defend myself. And we
So
don't understand why he is.
you
He's
may want
completely
to,
calm down.
sometimes they don't tell the whole story to an animal communicator if they're their own
Yes.
animals. So you may want to have a colleague check in and see if you get something a little different. For fear and anxiety, we recommend flower essences, essential oils, the anxiety, what's that called? You're muted.
I don't know. Loop,
Calmer,
a sissy
calmer,
loop.
calmer canine. Yeah,
Calmer canine.
Pisces. Yeah.
Music, Lisa Spector, we had a speaker on calming music. And of course, you can be talking with them about what ones would help. But definitely, it sounds like that combination of homeopathic veterinarian and what you're doing, maybe with some help from a colleague, would might be the
Okay.
key. And then
Yeah.
if you're a member of Holistic Actions, you can post.
Okay, good.
And
May
the
I ask another?
the very first thing that you want to be looking at, because everything else may resolve after this resolves, is the anxiety and emotional
Right.
stuff. And if the homeopathy is not affecting that, you may want to think about after, 6 months or whatever, not being able to see a new homeopath.
Okay, so you get it all from the anxiety that maybe pushed it further and further. Yes, that's very possible. I think also he gets some bad he has been a rescue and maybe some stuff comes back. Henry was unable to
And it always will, but he'll deal with it when he's in balance.
Yes,
So
okay.
get him back in balance, and I bet he says that he's fine. He's like Maya, who was much, much worse when I got her. By 3 months of age, she had every shot, rabies, spayed, antibiotic, and steroids, all by 12 weeks. And she was a bundle of nerves, like could not even walk in the house, get in the car, to anything. And now, well, now she's like running around so happy, and you're not even able to see her, but she's like eating her giant belly right now. She's saying, "Well, Dad, it's beautiful out. Why don't we go out?" Huh.
Wonderful.
So I'm gonna go. No, we got a little bit more. You've got your work cut out for you, Dr. Christine, in
Thank you.
20 minutes. Thank you, Sabina.
Okay, so Glenda, the best way to help your dog lose weight is the best way to help a person lose weight. It's called feed less, feed a fresh food diet, and exercise more. So you can post more if you need. If you're a Holistic Actions member, you can certainly post in the forum about that. Now, if you're doing all of that, and sometimes this is true, there are some animals whose vital force is so out of balance that they really, it's just very, very hard to for them to have stay at a good weight. And if that's the case, then that means the energy field's out of balance and you need to be working with rebalancing. And that could be you could be learning energy healing yourself. Very often, doing really good energy healing can shift physical problems, just like just loving them can shift problems. Maybe visualizing your dog, Glenda, as being slim and full of energy. I didn't talk about that. Several people we've talked about earlier could that would apply to as well, of shifting the thinking for that. And Mary, if you need, you can post more. She doesn't have a microphone. Steph, go ahead.
So I'll try to make it real quick. So we've got a cat who I am working with a homeopath vet with her. Yesterday we thought she was letting go. She's had some kidney stuff on and off all year. She's about 18, I think, 17 to 18. She's bounced around a lot. We're her fourth set of humans, so she's had a lot of life elsewhere. So we thought she was expiring yesterday, and I got a call with the vet, and she suggested giving her arsenicum, and that would either help her to, give her a boost to bounce back or to pass over. And before I could even get her the remedy, I just wanted to hold her for a few minutes in case it did go quickly. And I never even got a chance to give her the remedy. Within an hour, she was went from being limp and could only do this, Superman, to she could hold herself up on her paws. And 3 hours later, she was walking around the backyard when she couldn't even get her feet under her. So I still haven't had a chance to reconnect with Dr. Barb and find out what to give her now. But my question would be, if she does bounce back from this and sticks around, I know her kidney values are very poor. Have you guys seen older cats
Oh
bounce
yeah.
back and live for years? And
Oh.
what can I do to help
Absolutely.
recover kidney function?
Everything we've talked about. Keep
Okay.
working. Who's your homeopath? Barbara who?
Barbara Noldner in Madison,
Okay.
Wisconsin.
Okay. So keep working with her and make sure you're staying on top of it. Sometimes people go to a homeopath and they get a prescription and they do it and some things are better. You've got to really stay on top of it. Understand and learn about cure palliation and suppression. Feed a fresh food diet, whatever the cat likes to eat. Maybe need to do sub-Q fluids. That's
We are,
determined by
yeah.
the okay. And make sure you're warming them up so it's nice and pleasant for her.
Yeah,
And
we had to do that
make
too. We learned that this spring, like that was the way to get them in. Yeah.
everybody should always warm fluids before they go in. And the most important thing is love, 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 and just she is who she is. And arsenicum may have been her remedy not to pass, but so I do want to address. So that's basically all that we've talked about: energy medicine, intuitives, giving healing. All of those can contribute. And yes, we've had multiple cats go on to live 10, 15 years after ready to die or being told to be euthanized for sure. And for everybody, when you are facing an animal near death, many people say give the homeopathic medicine Arsenicum album. The reason for that is that if you are, Arsenicum album is very, very fearful of dying. So when people are afraid to die, then when they're given Arsenicum album, it rebalances their energy field. So if it's their time, they can die because the fear is gone. Very often, animals don't have the fear. So they may need a different remedy. I've had umpteen different remedies help them pass. And mostly just being with them and accepting them and being happy with
Yeah, and
being with them. That's great.
my roommate and I both let her know that it was okay.
Yep.
We reassured her that we've been through so much this year, and it was like three losses all within a couple of weeks this spring. And we thought she was, I mean, she died in my arms and then revived. Like she went into agonal breathing and then just was gone. No breath,
Yep.
no pulse. And as far as I know, clinical signs of death, she was gone. And then we just started sobbing and shaking. I was like, please, not now, not now. And she came back.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yep, you said it perfectly. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Just be with her. It's her process.
She's not, we haven't been able to do raw food a lot
It
lately. Should we
you
just
no, you
transition to that?
You feed whatever works for her. There is
Okay.
no one right answer.
Okay, so whatever we can get her
Whatever
to
she
eat.
wants to eat is
Okay.
what you want to feed.
Okay.
It might be, frozen yogurt at some points, and it may change. May change with the remedies, may change with what she's doing. Yeah.
Okay.
You've had a reprieve, whether it's a day or multiple days or months. You don't
Yeah.
know.
The only
Appreciate.
remedy, I said the only remedy I got to give her yesterday before this changed
Yep.
was just giving her my love. That was the only
That's
remedy.
all you need. Thank you, Steph. Okay, Mary, can you unmute yourself, Mary? You thought that you were missing key nutrition by using Dr. Becker's book. I found that book to be quite adequate. Maybe you can post in the chat why you think it's inadequate, but and it's a very good question you ask, which is, will feeding cooked meats or raw meats, in addition to canned food, throw off the balance of nutrition? Or is it better only to feed just the canned food? It just depends. There is no one right answer with feeding. Every animal is different, every person is different. There are, if what may make you feel more comfortable would be to work with some of the, pet food calculators. Go ahead, Mary.
Oh, my computer is so slow trying to get that mute button. Anyway, it's gosh, I don't want my video. It wasn't a matter of the nutrition from the book. It's a lot to get that going, to understand everything that I need to cook for her and all of the supplements and stuff.
Ah,
So,
okay.
yeah,
So
so it.
are you a member of Holistic Actions?
No.
Okay. So for free, you can do our 101 course. And the second lesson of five is about nutrition and feeding. You don't have to do everything that every book says. Okay. Her book is perfectly adequate. But you don't necessarily have to do every single thing she says. So it would be good to read a few different books. First, take the lesson and look at becoming a member, because then you can post multiple questions in the chat. But it is true, if you're feeding a quote complete diet and then you add a lot of meat to it, without also adding an appropriate amount of calcium, and you do that over a long period of time, like weeks to months, that could throw things off. A small amount is fine, or making sure that you're doing a fairly balanced addition to the diet. But it shouldn't be hard. And
Yeah.
we have lots of speakers that are talking about having it be easy to feed. So if it's hard, you need some more coaching.
Oh no, I don't mean it's hard. I mean it's a lot to take in and learn,
Right, but
you
that's
know,
what I'm
because
saying. If
yeah, so
you're worried, then I would, you may need to think about doing some I do coaching calls. I can help people with that. If you're a member of Holistic Actions, you can post in the forum and people can help with that as you come up with questions. But
okay.
I would
All
not
right.
say she's missing particular nutrition from what you've said.
Oh, okay. So it's okay to feed her the meat, cook meat with the canned food.
It is if you're not doing more than I
Too
would say,
much.
what, about a quarter, Jeff, without
I
adding
would
in
probably still
calcium.
add calcium if you're doing it every day.
Yeah, if you're doing it all the time, it really, muscle meat is very high in phosphorus and it needs to be balanced by the bones that they eat in the wild, which is calcium. So you can get a calcium supplement to go with that.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. So we've got the response. Now we have Mara with soft swollen belly. Oh, well, she was spayed, if this is a female, and has it if it hasn't changed while she was with you for 4 years, it's interesting, it inhibits her walking easily. So I recommend everybody have a holistic healthcare team. And because she seems to have difficulty jumping, I would look for someone who does orthopedic, who not orthopedic, who does chiropractic, osteopathic,
Connection.
or that does rehab type of work to see what's going on, to have an exam to find out, because the belly that some cats get after spaying never interferes with their mobility. So it could be something else going on. And also, I would definitely be exploring feeding a fresh food diet, whether it's raw or lightly cooked. That would be really important. And there are lots of things you can do that can improve her mobility once you sort of find out what's going on. But I think you need to get it, you need to get some help with that. No way we can tell off the top. And you can post more if you need. But post it in the main. Okay, good. Feeding fresh raw food, that's great, Mara. Excellent. You may want to tweak it and just try some different things, but it sounds more like you need to find somebody who can help you figure out what's going on. It's fine if dogs don't poop after every meal, as long as they're healthy and active in other ways. Jane, the way to find veterinarians, whether it's homeopathic or other holistic, is to go to this incredible, incredible, fabulous article at holisticactions.com/select. Read the whole article. and then go to all the websites. And there is, for homeopathy, you can easily do virtual. For other holistic, there's a couple that are around. There's Beverly Capel at the Barn. There's another one a little bit further west. There definitely are some around. And in New York City is a wonderful holistic pet store called Whiskers, like a cat's whiskers. And they may have some suggestions for people depending on where you live as well. Dr. Jeff, would you chime in on bird flu and feeding?
In 7 minutes? I mean, the answer relates to are
Should
you
they
worried?
should they feed raw
Right.
chicken or not
Well,
and raw
yeah.
eggs?
Well, let's see. My cats right now are on raw chicken from Viva. Just out of recall. And Maya's eating raw beef. And they both get eggs and both love eggs. So I guess, as Anthony would say, you just feed them what they love. The more, I mean, it's really all about getting in alignment with spirit and energy and balance and what Anthony and what we talk about. And the bottom line with that is really, what do they love to eat the most? So yeah, if raw poultry or eggs or beef or whatever is your animal's favorite food in the world, then yeah, definitely feed it no matter what.
And having said that, the other member of our faculty disagrees and she wouldn't feed raw chicken. And her website's great. It's littlebigcat.com. And she has a book on cat feeding, which is excellent. So we have different opinions. In the chat rooms that we have, where we have lots of holistic veterinarians, it's really mixed in terms of what they're doing for themselves and what they're doing. If I had a kitty at this moment, I'd be doing just what Dr. Jeff is doing.
And the reason for that is that we both know that it's more about the terrain, the inner balance than the germ. Even Louis Pasteur admitted as he was dying that it's more about the terrain than the balance, than the germ. But we focus on the germs. We worry about, bird flu or Lyme or whatever. Yeah.
And it's just a matter of if things happen, they happen. We're each on a different, we're each on a journey of life, and sometimes we make a decision that isn't the right one for that animal or that person. So there's nothing in life, living a full life, that's absolutely, risk-free. Can you put in a few for Jane on looking for commercial raw food? Can you make a couple of suggestions on raw food in the message? Kim, lumps under the skin. We don't give homeopathic remedies for conditions. So there's 7,000 homeopathic medicines. Just because there's a lump, it doesn't mean it needs thuya. That's a very, like taking an aspirin for a super bad migraine. If it's running along the spleen meridian, it sounds like your vet is a Chinese medicine veterinarian. And so I would have your Chinese medicine veterinarian be looking at what the blockage on the spleen meridian is having. And our key is active and happy. And also, lumps sometimes are, if they're fatty tumors, fatty lumps, unless they get so huge that they interfere with mobility, then you don't worry about that. But I would not give thuya. Glenda C says her dog, when she turned one, she became reactive. So, Glenda, there are so many incredibly wonderful ways of behavior training. And what Jeff did with Maya, Glenda, if you're a member of Holistic Actions, you will have recently gotten an email from Jeff with Maya's Living with Maya, right? You sent that to everybody. And it's all about just being with who they are and trying to accept and modify and just, really be with. Maybe an animal communicator to see what happened. Maybe there was one person that did it. Maybe what happened when she turned one? What was going on then? Can you remember an episode or something that would do that? And then we have go to member resources, library, and click on brain and behavior. And we've got so many wonderful speakers. And last month, which we don't have yet in the website to see, but last month, if you go back, it's not on the behavior page yet. We had three speakers on play and behavior, and each of those can also could work with you if you need to. But I think it's really a matter of just absolutely being sort of accepting, et cetera. Done that. Jane, with a Cavalier, I'd also suggest joining the Facebook page for Healthy Cavaliers. They do a great job with suggesting holistic things. And there are many other, Viva Raw Pets isn't the only one, but there are other ones that are as well. And I thought everybody got called on with a raised hand. Is there somebody with a raised hand? Did
Linda,
Julia's
Michelle.
asked. Oh, I don't see them on mine. Okay, so Linda, go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Yes, I asked you about the HomeoPet for worms, and you said that most adult cats don't get worms, but we've been dealing with a really long-term flea infestation, and my cat, who's
Oh,
13.
tapeworms.
Yeah, my cat
Yeah,
who's
okay. Tapeworms are different. Adult cats do get tapeworms.
okay.
What I like the best for tapeworms because you have time with them. They're not they don't cause a lot of damage like other parasites, is
Okay.
I like the para out of sight, which is a flower essence
Oh.
that you get at jacksongalaxy.com, and it's one that Dr. Jean Hovey created. And I had somebody, a really expert flower essence person, who gave that to her two dogs. And after a month of giving it, one of them expelled like 4 cups of tapeworms, more
Oh.
than any drug would have done. And she never saw a tapeworm again, even though the dogs had fleas occasionally. So that would be my recommendation.
Okay.
I tend to stay away from combination homeopathic medicines in general.
Okay, I see. Okay. All right. So I'll stop using that and
Good.
I'll try
Yep.
that too. So do what should I mean, I haven't even tested her stool yet I don't know if it's positive that she has it, but she's been.
Testing her stool, you will not find tapeworm eggs. The only way to know that she has tapeworms is you will see little grains of rice around her butt on the furniture or in the stool.
Well, I've seen hardly any of that. That's the thing. But
Well,
she has
have
this
you?
irritation with her tail, and she's been dragging her little butt on the floor, here and there.
Well, it could
So
be lots of different things.
that's what I
If
wonder.
you saw any tapeworms at all, then it's probably the tapeworms.
Well, all I saw was just like the vaguest resemblance of what might have been looking like a grain of rice. But really, that's only happened like one or two times. And
Well, I would really look at each stool. And then the next thing is everything that we've said. You may need to work with the vital force.
right. And would it hurt to give her this para out of sight,
No,
regardless?
it'll
Right.
never, flower essences will never cause harm.
Okay, so I think I'll just go ahead and try that
Great.
and see if it
Absolutely. Thank you,
becomes.
Linda. Who was
Thank
the last, who was the other one with a hand up? Whoever you were, speak.
you. There are two more.
Oh, two more.
Cynthia. Cynthia's got it. She's got it.
I don't know why I'm not seeing them. Go
That's
ahead.
okay. It's okay. How you doing? Thank you for having me. Do you see my question? It was up at the beginning of the chat.
Okay, what?
All right,
So,
well.
briefly speaking, my dog went in for a routine dental, got a
Oh,
colonoscopy
right.
of the
Yeah.
surgery. He had to have 20 teeth removed.
You need to be working with a, you actually need to be working with a holistic veterinarian.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Really good, I would say, virtual homeopath or, yeah, absolutely. I did see that.
Yes, my concern now is, well, I have to find one because we just moved, but we did utilize the medical medium protocols, and his dry eye has decreased, his fluid has increased, his infection went away. But when we went to see the ophthalmologist, because initially they were like, no, it's not cherry eye, and I was like, okay. She was like, oh no, he has cherry eye. And at the same time we're talking, she didn't even say anything to me, but she started to dilate his eyes. I immediately saw the metallic and I thought, oh my God, toxic heavy metals going into his eyes. Sure enough, that night he started with the tremors. So,
Probably not from that, unless he's just super, super, super sensitive.
well,
That's
absolutely.
very,
Oh,
very, very
100%.
unlikely to have that happen right off the bat. But
Dr. Woods.
definitely what you need to do is to get, you've got so much going on, we can't really address it here. There are too many pieces, unless there's a specific question.
There is a specific question, if you would let me finish a sentence.
Okay,
Thank you,
sure.
Dr. Christina. And I will have to disagree with you because toxic heavy metals, depending on the dosage, can have an adverse side effect immediately from Anthony William. And that is a
Yeah,
strange disorder.
anything can depending
Correct.
on the dose.
So please don't
So
make
yeah.
generic statements, broad statements like that when it has adversely affected my animal. Thank you. And I read the Brain Saver books, and I do not feed my dog dairy, gluten or eggs because they feed pathogens. So, my question for you guys is there something that I need to be concerned about as far as pain with tremors? And because even you came referred by medical medium. So, my question is I'm going into a holistic world, but a holistic world that has so many different opinions. What is okay? I know I can use propolis. I'm doing that now. That has helped.
Well,
What else?
all I can say, Cynthia, since we're running over and now I have to run, is if you remember, post start a thread in the forum because your questions do need to be addressed from a bunch of different perspectives,
Okay.
and we can, yeah, can't do it right now. But,
Okay.
and
And
Michelle,
the one
I'm.
other piece is there's no one right answer. There are lots of different opinions, and we have lots of different opinions that we offer you here.
Oh, I know. I
Yeah.
went through 20
Yeah.
years of illness
Yeah.
myself, and I got all the right answers at
And
medical medium, and I do
good.
believe that they are holistic. I do believe they're multifaceted. I believe in that.
Okay,
Right.
we
Yeah,
need to
we
move
have to
on.
run.
I'm
Well, we
sorry, you
actually
just
have to
offended
run. I
Andy Pla
really
Andy
do
Pla
greatly.
Andy Plack.
I really.
I would pay attention to Andy Plack to emotional stuff and really check in on that. Okay, I know Dr. Jeff needs to close us off.
I
Wow, that
do,
was
and I
hungry.
apologize to everyone for any unanswered questions, but we'll be back at the end of October and see you then. And oh,
And
I
post
want
on
to
the
read the
forum.
book, read the Health Pep
Post
Bullets.
on the
I'll send all
forum.
you guys a note.
Buy
Everyone that
Dr. Jeff's book.
pre-orders. Everyone that pre-orders, you won't get the book till February, but it'll be I'll send you the ebook in hopefully the next couple of weeks.
Awesome. Thank you
All
so
right,
much for
bye-bye.
doing that.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.